This is KNKX News. I'm Ed Ronco. As the crisis over Boeing's 737 MAX has played out, reporters around the world have covered it from all angles. In this region, one reporter in particular has brought us the voices of the people who make airplanes for Boeing. Dominic Gates has covered aerospace issues for the Seattle Times since 2003, and many of his recent stories have a narrative feel, almost as if he was in the room at the moment critical decisions were being made. He wasn't, of course, but over the years he has spoken at length with countless Boeing employees. I talked to Gates at the Times headquarters, and I asked him how the employees he's spoken to are handling what's going on with the 737 MAX.
I think a lot of Boeing people, whether they're people on the production lines building the planes or the engineers who've designed it, are incredibly concerned about this crisis. I mean, it brings the reputation of the company into, brings it really down and brings them down. And of course, 346 people died. Everybody that works at Boeing fly on airplanes themselves. They put their children and their families on airplanes. It's not like they don't think about this. When something like this happens, I think it really hits them in the gut.
You've covered aerospace for 16 years at the Seattle Times. You're part of the business department. But this beat touches so many different things. Business, technology, science, in some cases, life and limb, as we have learned recently. How much of an expert do you have to be on different things to do this beat well?
Well, I came into the job not an expert at all. Like most journalists, I learned by reporting. My expertise comes from all the people I talk to. That's the reason I've been doing this for 16 years. A lot of journalists change beats and do something else after a while. But this is like a fantastic beat because I get to talk to white-collar engineers. I get to talk to blue-collar guys in the factory. I get to talk to executives. I get every possible spectrum of opinion and insight into the company. And it's a company that's so important to the United States, so important to the Pacific Northwest. And, you know, going into the factory, the machines themselves are totally awesome. I just love going in there. And I like the people of Boeing. All those different levels that I can talk to makes this so much easier than, let's say, covering a software company where they don't even have a product that you can actually touch.
We hear a lot with these stories, you know, oh, the 737 MAX is made in Renton. And of course, we know there's a big operation in Everett. Can you help somebody who might be new to the region or who doesn't have kind of their arms around it as much as you do understand how important Boeing is to this part of the country, our local economy?
You have to understand two things, the historical importance of Boeing and then the continued importance of Boeing to the region. The historical importance was that it was far and away the biggest employer. Because of all the blue-collar jobs of guys who, in many cases, you know, 20, 30 years ago, entered the factory from high school and ended up with wonderful middle-class incomes. That created a whole working class in this region that enjoyed all the benefits that America offers. That's so tremendous to have this working class ethos here. Now, that has changed, you know, in the last 20 years. We've had Microsoft and we've had Amazon and we've got all these software programmers coming in. But I think it's still tremendously important to have some diversity in our economy and to have jobs for people who are mechanically inclined, people who work with their hands, people who are skilled, and not just programmers. Boeing remains the largest private employer in Washington State. So just as I explained how I love doing this because of all these different people I talk to, all of those different people, all those different jobs are so important to this region.
Boeing has debuted two new jets in the last decade, the 787 Dreamliner and then the 737 MAX. Each of those has been grounded for safety issues. How are those things similar and different?
Well, the big difference is that nobody died when the 787 was grounded. There was a big safety issue. The batteries were overheating in flight. It could have been a disaster. Boeing fixed it. And the fix was a very mechanical one, you know, a steel box around the battery, basically, with tubes venting to the outside. Everybody could see exactly how it was fixed. What's different now is people died, and also it's a software problem, and the fix is a software fix. But in terms of another sort of common thread, I think one has to say that in the time I've been here, 16 years, there has been an increasing focus within Boeing on cost cutting. And in the competition with Airbus, when I joined the Seattle Times, Airbus had just gained parity. This was back in 2003. They had just, for the first time ever, delivered more planes than Boeing. So Boeing was very scared by that. And when it came to the MAX, the launch of the MAX as an airplane was triggered very specifically by Airbus's action in launching the A320neo. So you've got this fierce pressure from Airbus that has led to more and more cost cutting and more compression of schedules. And I think part of that has fed into the fact that we've had two new planes grounded now for months.
I don't want to oversimplify this, but is the MAX project savable, or is this like a Ford Edsel?
No, it's not a Ford Edsel. I mean, it has to be savable. It's not going away. They're not going to stop building these planes in Renton. They've got to fix it. They've still got thousands of orders to fill, and I'm confident that eventually they'll fill those orders. I mean, some people are glibly saying, well, the MAXs can't be saved, and, you know, Boeing's going down. That's unimaginable.
Let's pretend you're the new CEO of Boeing. What's the first thing you do? What's your feeling about the future of the company?
Well, that's a hard one. I think Boeing needs to start talking straight, for one thing. And the other thing is that the relationship with its own employees has been damaged over the years. When Washington State won the 777X for Everett, we did it because the machinists had to give up their pensions. That was so damaging to the morale of all the production workers, which I don't believe they've recovered from. I think that morale and the attitude towards the company is still poor because of that decision. And all the outsourcing of engineering work that has happened over the last few years has damaged the morale of the engineers. So I think one of the chief roles of any CEO in fixing what might be wrong is getting all the employees back on board to believe in this company and to believe that this company values them.
Dominic Gates, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Dominic Gates is the aerospace reporter for the Seattle Times. We have more information on our website, knkx.org.